Welcome to Sound Bhakti Pulse. By hearing the sounds of the Srimad Bhagavatam, one's life gradually becomes happy and perfect. By performing sound bhakti, that is, maintaining sound principles, as mentioned in scriptures, for practicing every day, the practice of bhakti becomes blissful, sublime, and one feels oneself to be fulfilled. Today's Sound Bhakti Pulse is about the first verse in the Srimad Bhagavatam, which ends with the words Satyam Param Dhimahi. Dhimahi means to meditate upon. In fact, Srila Vyasadeva is saying, I do meditate upon. Whom? The Satyam Param. That Param Satya is the original source of everything. Of all energies, he's the one who controls the devas. And in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says that those who worship others, like demigods, to try to get something in this world, are doing so foolishly because their powers are coming from him also. In the Bhagavad Gita, 10th chapter, 8th verse, where Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhavo matak sarvam pravartate iti madhva bhajante imam buddha bhava samanvitaha. I am the source of all material and spiritual energies. Everything emanates from me. The wise one who knows this perfectly engages wholeheartedly in my service. Within the purport to that verse, Srila Prabhupada gives multiple citations from the Vedic literatures that tell how Narayan, or Krishna, is the original source of all energies. Everything comes from him. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna also says, in 15th chapter, 15th verse, Sarvasichaham Pratisannivishto Mattaksmitir Jnanam Apohanam Cha. He's the source of remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness, as he resides in everyone's heart and is directing the living entities. So similarly, Brahma, the first created living being in the universe, is said to be instructed by Lord Krishna from within the heart. So even he, who's the creator of the great rishis and the various devas and the engineer of the universe, is not independent. He is under the control of the Param Satya, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. Not only that, the Param Satyam, Krishna, knows everything. In Gita 7:26, he says, Vedaham samatitani vartamanani charjuna bhavishani chabhutani mam tuvena na kashchana. I know everything. Living beings may know about their own bodies to some degree. They may know about their own situations to some degree, but Krishna knows every entity in this world, every situation. He's in all places at all times and knows everything completely. So, we should say, therefore, the Srimad Bhagavatam directs us to fix our minds on the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the most beautiful, and he is the most powerful. So by hearing about his pastimes, his energies, his teachings, one gradually becomes filled with happiness, an auspicious life. Bhagavatam 1:3:29. Whoever carefully recites the mysterious appearances of the Lord with devotion in the morning and in the evening gets relief from all miseries of life. While we were recently in Jagannath Puri and Mayapur Dham, every day we would recite the Dashavatar Stotram by Jayadev Goswami, the invocation to his Gita Govinda, in which the various avatars of the Lord, the Lord's avatars Matsya, Kurma, Varaha, Nishringha, Vamanadeva, etc., are glorified in these verses. And just by hearing of them, one becomes freed from all the miseries of life. So, whoever recites the Srimad Bhagavatam in the morning, in the evening, will find his devotion growing, and he will get relief from all the miseries of life. Therefore, one should take this advice from Srila Vyasadeva, and that is Satyam Param Dhimahi, and fix one's mind firmly on the Supreme Personality of Godhead, especially by hearing about Him from the Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna.